Hello, it's time for The Archers yet again, with Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall, produced to the BBC by no one in particular, and by grabbing some nails and a piece of wood and banging it together with a hammer. This was an hour-long episode.
Sometimes we're
going to
ramble
about this. This is Paul Hopkins and the lovely, delightful and beautiful Claire Randall. And then we're going to fade that way. Sound like 1950s choppy, doesn't it?
It still does.
It really does. So The Archers was
the trial concluded.
An hour
Should
long.
Should we play how it concluded?
Episode. Go on. This is what happened.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Will the defendant stand?
A bit louder.
Will the foreman please stand? Mr. Foreman, please answer my first question, either yes or no. Have the jury reached verdicts upon which at least 10 of you are agreed?
Yes.
On count one, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty of attempted murder?
Not guilty.
On count two, the alternative charge of wounding with intent, do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
That's a bit odd because I could even hear the defendant in the crowd. Cheering herself.
Well, why wouldn't she?
No, I think they just needed the extra people.
She's saying, I stabbed the bastard and I got away with it. Guilty.
Not guilty. There was some weird bit at the end there, weren't there, where Rob Titchener collared her and sort of And he dropped that nasty bomb about the, oh, I still find you, what was it? Basically, I still fancy something right, and like a little hint. To say,
I hope to God she doesn't go back to him. But it happens.
I thought when she said, I'm sorry, I thought she was going to go
into
the
hole. I didn't think she was going to say that, but yeah, I'm free.
But it was
so
never
not
right.
Guilty.
It was never right. I mean, she was such a strong character. I mean, I know it can happen, but flipping it, I hope she's got her mojo back.
Yeah.
Go on then. Not guilty. What are you going to say, sorry? I thought the jury thing was... It got better, thank goodness. I mean, it was an hour of piffle otherwise. It took a long time for that jury to get themselves established and sorted. And I like the way that the... What was the old lady? I can't remember her name, but the older lady.
You what, sorry?
The older lady.
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie.
She was awesome.
Was very good because...
Very cutting. I like women like her take little men down like that foreman of the jury. He was a nasty piece of work. In fact, he even sounded like Rob.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one because he... It goes to show that actually in this country we select a cross-section of society who have their own personal potential... issues to project onto the case they may be trying.
Yeah.
And in this situation, they very much do. He was some radical misogynist wife beater. And I say that because he started out by saying, well, you never know how women, you know, twist these situations. And you know, when the bloke lashes out, then, you know, what's a man to do? That kind of thing. Yeah. And then trying to pretend that it was on the basis of... on the basis of his, you know, of people he'd worked with. And only later did it then transpire that his wife had a restraining order against him.
I don't remember that.
And, yeah, because he said he hadn't seen his boys for 6 months and wasn't allowed within 50 feet of the house.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Because of the lies she told about him in court. Now, a restraining order is incredibly difficult to get. Even if you're married to the most, you know, the most violent man, even they... generally get access to their kids, even if it's supervised. So whatever he'd done must have been fairly, you know, particularly bad. Mm. And at that point, once he started projecting his own issues, it became very evident that the rest of the jury kind of froze him out, really.
Yeah.
And then there was another one who was incredibly, well, I don't know, you know. And then it turns out she was being beaten up by her partner, but because she was of a working class,
she thought that there's never any justice can be done, so what's the point? And it was people with wigs on and upper class birds like her that got the help that she needed. So she had a vendetta. She had an inability to see why that person should get any help because she couldn't get any.
Yeah.
And that cat, I've forgotten the name again. You have to tell me, the older lady.
But she was, yeah.
And was then, very good at bringing her round.
Yes, she was.
In effect.
Because she said, surely if you can see that's what you're going through, how can you say that she's not?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, really good. Really, really good. And she kept them to the point. She should have been the bloody foreman to begin with.
Yeah, she should have.
And she wasn't even putting herself forward. I mean, I knew early on. I thought, no, she's not about to try and champion her own cause.
No, she, but he was very much, well,
wanted,
I am the foreman.
She wanted to be fair.
At the end, and they were going, yeah, and?
Yeah, pretty much.
And still he had to deliver the not guilty verdict, yeah, which I think thought was very incredibly gratifying. He was almost like championing the cause of the violent man, wasn't he? You know?
Yeah.
I liked her. She was very cutting. She was awesome.
Yeah. I'll have to listen back to it again because there was quite some good things. I think she normally plays Carol Tregaron. I wasn't sure if people know that.
But I don't know.
I think she did. She sounded like the same lady.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't recognise all of them. There was
the London girl. I don't know who the young girl was.
The young girl, she's not that young. She used to play Chloe in Casualty.
Oh, right, okay. The one
who sounded really young.
I wonder if they, I bet some of them were actors in The Archers that voices we haven't heard before.
Yeah, although actors are ten a penny, aren't they, you know, for voices.
I don't know, I think they pay more than that.
Other than working out on Borough Market.
They pay more than that, yeah, selling cheese.
Yeah, but she's now been found not guilty and she's got out. And I wouldn't say she's got away with it, because obviously, you know, the fallout will be interesting to see.
Well, there's a lot now to pick up, isn't there?
Well, this week's the custody hearing for the kids. So you can only hope that they're not going to award custody.
Well, wouldn't that be awful? I mean, that's not...
You know, they should be able to rescind the parental responsibility given to Rob.
Is there a precedent for doing that, though?
I don't know an awful lot about it, if I'm honest. I know that it's very hard to take it back once you've given it. And there's a lot of talk that shouldn't be the case. You know, because of, women get brought, you know, get together with this man and suddenly it's, you know, you've got a child in the equation and after 6 months he's calling him daddy and it's all lovely. And then, you know, a lot of men don't show their true colours for, you know, the first year or two. And then by then it's too late. And so you do, to a certain extent, have to think, what the hell are these women thinking? And so you can't necessarily say, well, the courts should consider that actually women, you know, don't know their own minds. But equally, I think maybe there should be a process in place that the man has to have been in the child's life for, say, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so before you can give them parental responsibility, and it be a stable relationship and everything else that goes with that, because it's just too much too soon otherwise. And once you've done it, you can't undo it. So it's, yeah, I think it can be rescinded, but I don't know what the process is for that.
And then he's getting divorced as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that
unreasonable
behaviour, and, you know, the fact that he raped her, the fact that he slapped her, the fact that he isolated her, the fact that he all of those things basically. I think that even if he contested the divorce, that it would still be heard in court, and he would be divorced forthwith, essentially.
Sooner rather than later, then, hopefully.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but then there's still things like the financial stuff that he's done. I mean, surely that... I mean, he could be investigated for fraud and all sorts.
Yeah.
But I don't know why that never came up.
Well, maybe that'll come up separately. Hmm. Maybe now this will just be a catalogue of things that become aware of, you know.
A Rob alert.
Gradually he gets... You know, you can't imagine he'd want to stick around, would you?
No.
You know, I don't think he's got much standing in the village anymore.
No. So, that's it really then. So what will the Archers do next now? We're just going to go back to some kind of normal...
Go back to a tale of everyday country folk.
Yeah. Because you can't keep that up all the time, can you?
No.
And yet you
but maybe it does need to come back into the modern day a bit, but bloody hell, if they could move away from Pip and Toby and all that kind of rubbish.
Who bloody cares?
Yeah. I think it was well done. I think it was well done, actually. I was sitting there thinking, that's awful, the way the jurors are doing that. But actually, I imagine that goes on. And in fact, I saw a tweet on Twitter from somebody who said, I've served on a jury and two of the jurors from the outset said that they had made their decision based on the person's race. So I'm sure it does happen. I'm sure it almost certain it does. So, yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting. I've never been called for jury service. Have you?
No.
No?
No, I haven't. ever.
But
I was just looking for something.
I'm gonna be slightly unprecedented here. But
okay.
I was just looking for something, and apparently, Women's Aid, the CEO of Women's Aid, is going to be on BBC Breakfast tomorrow talking about this and the impact it has, because the idea was that, you know, they wanted to raise awareness of coercive control, because coercive control is actually a tribal offence now. It never used to be.
A what? A tribal offence.
Yeah. And a convictable offence. So emotional abuse is now recognised.
Yeah, but look at what she has to go through, though.
Yeah, but it's all about women recognising, not just women, but, you know, it is. And I'm always reticent to say this because people will, you know, kind of come and go, well, what about men? Yes, absolutely, men do go through abusive situations. There's no question. But unfortunately, more women do than men. You know, two women a week are killed by their partner, and it starts with the control, and it starts with the abuse, and it starts with, you know, emotional manipulation and all of that. And you can get help, and you can ring Women's Aid, who are the helpline that Helen rang, actually, and their number is 0808.
So can I say,
yeah,
if you've been affected
by
the Archers, then ring the following number.
Their number is 0808-2000-247.
And they'll be happy to help.
And it doesn't show up on your phone bill.
Ah, crucial.
It's relevant.
No, it's really relevant. Yeah. It's really relevant.
So you can ring them if you are in an abusive relationship, and they will help you. I have no experience of them, I'd just like to say, but from what I've heard, they will give you help on how to leave and how to keep yourself safe until you can leave. Because it's not as simple as, I know he's being abusive, I need to leave. If you've got finances tied up in stuff, if you've got children, if your situation isn't quite bad enough to need to go to a refuge, but it's bad enough that you need to leave, it's about staying safe until you can leave, and you know, having an escape fund and all that kind of thing. There's a lot involved.
So, yeah, there is, and I think it was getting to the point, though, where it was getting silly, as we said before, and I'm glad that it's come. Gorda appears to.
I mean, the whole stabbing thing.
We still don't know what's
going to. Should have killed him. Rob must die. He must die.
Right.
Yes. So you know, now that she's been found not guilty, it's okay for him to die now.
I mean, there's all the stuff. There's so many other things that are untied, like the, you know, what happened to that Stephanie, what happened to the culverts that he did something with and flooded and prevented the farm, Berra farm, from getting flooded. What happened with the finances that has been pilfering out of Helen.
I'm sure that'll probably come to light soon enough.
All this and more, but it'll be so weird going back to normal Archers, I think. Now,
no, I think I'll stop listening.
They've set themselves a bit of a much faster, different kind of pace.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if they keep that, or try to keep it up in other ways.
Cool.
That's it then.
Talk to you later.
Archers are coming up now. Here they are.
Bye-bye.
I can't do it in deep voice, a high voice.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.